The success of this propaganda effort remains the chief reason liberals continue to link capitalism and Nazism, big business and fascism. This is all nonsense, as we've seen. The National Socialist German Workers' Party was in every respect a grassroots populist party. Party leaders spouted all sorts of socialist prattle about seizing the wealth of the rich. Mein Kampf is replete with attacks on dividend-hungry businessmen, whose greed, ruthlessness, and short-sighted narrow-mindedness were ruining the country. Hitler adamantly took the side of the trade union movement over dishonorable employers. In 1941, he was still calling big businessmen rogues and cold-blooded money-grubbers who were constantly complaining about not getting their way. When the left charged that Hitler was being funded by the capitalists, he responded that these were nothing but filthy lies. In particular, German leftists claimed that the capitalist icon Hugo Steinitz was Hitler's secret patron, a charge for which there is still no evidence. Hitler exploded in rage at the suggestion. After all, he demonized Steinitz in speeches and articles for quite some time. Steinitz believed that economic improvement and not political revolution would solve Germany's woes, a view that Hitler considered sacrilegious. It's also important to recognize that while Hitler was first among equals in the Nazi Party in the 1920s, his comrades spoke for the movement as well. And the rank-and-file radicals of the old fighters were resolutely anti-big-business populists. Upon seizing power, the radicals in the Nazi Party labor union threatened to put business leaders in concentration camps if they didn't increase workers' wages. That is hardly the sort of thing one would expect from a party secretly on the take from big business all along. According to Henry Ashby Turner's definitive scholarship, throughout the 1920s, the Nazis received virtually no significant support from German or foreign industrialists. Some successful professionals, merchants, and small businessmen did give nominal support, but that was usually driven by non-economic concerns, such as rank anti-Semitism and populist rage. The Nazis made most of their money from membership dues and small contributions. Much of the rest came from selling the 1920s equivalent of bumper stickers and T-shirts. The Nazis hawked brown shirts and National Socialist flags. They also endorsed products, such as cigarettes, despite Hitler's hatred of them, and even margarine. They charged admission to rallies, which are really youth happenings. The foreign media also paid for interviews with Hitler. Compared to the sustained intake of money raised by membership dues and other contributions of the Nazi rank and file, Turner explains, the funds that reach the party from the side of big business assume at best a marginal significance.